You might just remind us, I suppose, of your views on climate change, and then we'll bring in John to the discussion.
All right. My views on climate change are that there have been changes in the climate back over the years, different patterns of climate changes back over the ages, and it's in facts and on history. I'm basing my argument and not on supposition. I'm basing my argument on facts, because we've had serious different changes of the climate going back in history, and that's the truth, and I'm telling no lies, and I'm telling it as it is, and as many people agree with me as disagree with me, and I respect the views of the people that don't agree with me. They're entitled to their views and their opinions, but I'm also entitled to my view and my opinion as many people who agree with me, and they're entitled to their opinion as well. So and I don't personalize my argument. I don't criticize anyone personally for their views. They're entitled to their view. I respect Eamon Ryan and Grace O'Sullivan, members of the Oireachtas, and Catherine Martin and those people. I respect their views, but I'm entitled to my view as well. And I'm entitled to hear my views on behalf of the many people who agree with me.
Okay. Danny, hang on there a second. I'm going to bring in John Soto, who is that professor. And I think maybe, John, I suppose, Danny says he's entitled to his opinion, but are you talking about opinions or facts?
Yeah, I'm not talking about opinions, which is exactly the point. I'm talking about science. I mean, one thing would be of great interest to me, nobody has told me this, is that I would like to know the level of scientific knowledge, what science background Danny Healy-Ray actually has. What was the last bit of science he did at school? And yes, of course, he's entitled to opinion, but not a dangerous opinion. He should read some Edmund Burke. And what Edmund Burke says, there is a time, really, when people have to speak out when certain things are being said in order to make the world a better place. And that's why I'm speaking out now, because I've seen these things with Trump, and I've heard these things on YouTube and read them in the Irish Examiner. And really, the public needs to know the truth. Mm. Opinions are not good enough.
Danny Healy-Ray, what John Soto is saying is you're entitled to your opinion, but you're scientifically wrong and your opinion is dangerous.
Well, I have to say and be honest here, I don't have as much letters after my name as maybe that does. And if he's trying to suggest that I'm not up with things and that I'm making unreasonable statements, the letters that I have after my name is I'm elected by the people of Kerry to represent them. And if those people saw fit to elect me, they're my master.
How many of them believe you, Danny? How many of them support what you say?
I'm answerable to them, and I'm sorry I couldn't hear what your friend the professor was saying. Because I don't know, there was something wrong with the line. I couldn't hear the comments I made, but he made some reference to the fact that I knew nothing about science. But I my argument or my story is based on the truth and facts. There was a lot of talk about the ozone layer, and now we're told that it's repairing itself. And we were told that it was cattle and cows and hairspray cans that was caused the damage to the ozone layer. Now I find that was nuclear airborne testing that was being carried out 40 and 50 years ago in the Pacific Ocean that damaged the ozone layer. And I wouldn't condone that, or I wouldn't try to defend that. That was wrong. But to say that it's cattle and farming was the cause of the change of of our weather and the reason for flooding and all that, that's totally incorrect, because we've had serious patterns of climate change in the 12th and 13th century.
But the point he makes there, Danny, is yes, you're correct. We had all those changes. We had all those things that happened naturally. They happened naturally and nature fixed them. And jump in anywhere you like here, John, and correct me if I'm wrong. Nature dealt with it because nature was able to. Nowadays, we're adding to the problem artificially through our own behaviour and nature isn't able to cope.
Yeah, I mean, if I can add a point here...
I can't hear that man classic, at all, so I may not be here at all. There's something wrong with the line.
You can hear me fine, Danny, can't you? And he can hear you fine, but so where's the problem?
To have a fair debate, I should be able to hear him, and I just can't hear him. It's only a whisper.
Hang on a while now. If I put you back on hold, it might help. Hold on there now, 1 second. Yeah. Right. Now, John, drive away.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, it is the classic misunderstanding there yet again from somebody who knows no science, and that is to confuse the issues of the ozone hole, the stratospheric ozone hole, with the issues associated with climate change and warming. It is true to say, and what he said was, it seems to be repairing itself. Now, that is so. The ozone hole is, if you like, repairing itself because in about the 1980s, another place that I worked in, there was a person who later won a Nobel Prize, and they said chlorofluorocarbons were a big problem. And so they were effectively banned. I mean, there are still things around. But because we did that, because there was environmental action, we do have an ozone hole that's repaired. That is not the same, though, as the issues that we're discussing regarding climate change and warmth. Of course, the atmosphere is a whole. Everything that we put there, be they droplets, gases, or solids, have an effect. But we have an effect too. And that's where it comes in, and that's where he's so totally wrong.
Okay. Did you hear that now, Danny?
Well, he's trying to downgrade my argument by saying that I'm not a scientist or that I have no scientific knowledge. All I have, I'm not a scientist, and I'm not proposing to, that I saying that I'm not. But what I am basing my argument is in solid facts. We had Noah's Ark that was caused by severe flooding. We had the ice age, and we had different ice ages. And I go back 50 or 60 years ago, the Shannon River used to get flooded, frozen over so much that you could walk across it. People in Tipperary that came down to Kilgarvan told me that many, many times. And that hasn't happened in the last 50 or 60 years, but it used to happen before that. Why? And then we hear that this year is the warmest year in Ireland recorded, but yet, go back to 1913, there was some place in Arizona, in America, that was the warmest year that was ever recorded. There weren't that many mechanical engines or technology in use at that time. We were only beginning with cars and tractors and engines at that time. So we couldn't have been blamed. There weren't as many cattle.
But Danny, what he's saying is that all the things you're talking about, there's a certain amount, the things that you talk about in history, you're right, they did happen. But now we're making things worse with our own activity. That's what he's saying.
But there is many scientists and professors on the other side as him who agree with my argument that when whatever is happening is only minimal in relation to what's happening with the climate itself, and to say that man is responsible for the change in the climate is totally wrong. That's what professors like him are saying, and that's totally wrong, and I refute that assertion. And that's been proven because volcanoes that drop out of the sky are erupt and have been erupting back over the years. Comets that drop out of the sky, they all cause massive changes in our weather. The Gulf Stream that brings the warm waters up from the southern hemisphere, that stream changes its position from time to time, and that causes changes in the weather. Like Northern Atlantic Rift. I mean, it brings the colder water.
Yeah, he wants to come in there, Denny.
Again, there are these classic misconceptions in the last 2 minutes.
Put Danny back on hold a second.
No, John.
Yeah, I mean, there were the classic misconceptions again. I mean, you could see immediately when he was going about Arizona. What we're talking about there is weather. Climate change is, if you like, throughout the globe, over a long period of time, looking at things. I mean, I'm in Crosshaven at the moment, yet the weather is probably different here than it is with you. That happens. I mean, that's the way it is. It's very short-termism. Climate is totally different. And if he wants to know about who believes in the scientific world and who doesn't, I suggest he goes away and reads the issue of the environmental research letters of about 2 months ago. When this has been sort of anecdotal for a while, but now it's proven, if you like. And 97% of scientists that have expertise with climate change believe that this enhanced effect that I was talking about is absolutely true, and that the things that he says are nonsense.
There you go, Danny. Nonsense.
Well, he is entitled to his opinion, but I'm entitled to mine, and he's saying that 97% of scientists say that he is right. But I refute that argument, because 90% of the scientists that are being paid to say that is that we're affecting the climate, they're the ones that agree with his view. But there are many eminent scientists and people.
Can you name one, Danny?
Who agree with my?
Can you name one? I'd know, Danny.
I could name them, and I will. But I don't have the list of them here before me. My head isn't that good to keep all.
But Danny, who do you think is paying scientists to say that climate change exists? I mean, if anything, would it not be the other way around? Who gains from claiming climate change exists?
There's two or three of you at me now, but where is the money that's been collected for carbon tax and for the smokeless fuel charge and all that, them kind of charges? Where is all that money going? Because one place I know it's not going into to improving people's health. We can't even get home health for people on weekends and bank holidays or Christmas Day even, or New Year's Day. So it's not going into helping the people that have bad health. So where is the money going that's being collected? That's the argument that I'm making. And there was $419 million supposed to be collected in carbon tax charges last year. Where is that going?
Well, I don't have the answer to that, and I doubt John Snow has it either, Danny.
I don't either, but I'm half suspicious that some of it is going towards the paying of the professors that are working out ill arguments. That's what I'm afraid of going.
Well, I can't
prove that.
I'll let John Sadow finish now, Danny, right. and then we'll leave you go.
I actually thought last week, I was listening to the Republican convention, that I'd heard the utter depth of rubbish that a politician can speak until today.